You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Another group present at WOMAD this year was a team behind Four Face Games, who are speaking as a part of the OMV Steam Lab. Four Face Games are a Namatu / New Plymouth based game development team working on their very first title, a multi-futurist action-adventure RPG to be released on consoles. The Mahi Four Face Games are doing is so awesome and fresh in the Aotearoa gaming sphere, so I had a chat with them over the weekend to learn more about their team and the game that they're developing.
I might just start off with a little bit of having everyone introduce themselves real quick. What is your role in Four Face Games?
Kia ora, I'm Morgana. I'm the creative director of Four Face Games and do world building, character building, narrative writing, script.
Kia ora, I'm Machu. No Ngāti Porou, and I am the combat specialist for Four Face Games, and I'm also on the creative team and work along with all the world building and narrative and all that as well.
Kia ora, my name's Jojo, and I'm the senior lead artist, and also, like everyone else, part of the creative team, all the world building and character building and stuff like that, so yeah.
I'd love to learn about the origins of Four Face Games. How long have you guys been in service now?
We're only brand new. We are total noobs. We're total nub chubs when it comes to actual game development. But it was important for us to just get this kaupapa rolling. We wanted to make a game that we wanted to play because we're all gamers.
It's really cool looking into you guys and your background and your story, how it's really bringing a new style of game to Aotearoa. It's very narrative driven. Would you be willing to sort of give a little elevator pitch to our listeners about what the game that you're currently developing is?
It's definitely like a narrative in the sense that we're approaching whatever world we're building through our lens of tikanga, our own cultural guidelines and how we want to see like a game, but filtered through the lens and created totally from a te ao Māori perspective. I think that's probably a good roundabout way to get it up without giving away too much of the particular narrative before our...
And within the combat of the game, you guys have been working in a lot of marako and its general forms of te ao Māori. How have you been approaching working this into the title?
When it comes to Māori weaponry and marako, I bring to the team skills that I have that have been given to me by my teacher, Malcolm Kirihoma, of Tamaki Makaurau. And I bring that sense of authenticity. I try to keep it as real as possible. When you're translating it into a gaming sense, I don't want to go Hollywood. Yeah. I want to go authentic.
What sort of research has been put into putting this game together for you guys?
I mean, we're all from different iwi, hapu, and we've all been brought up with different pūrākau, different traditional narratives, different tikanga, different kawa, different... our Māori value systems are the same. Already in our tiny team, we are really diverse, so we bring that with us. But when embarking on our narrative, the deeper we got into the writing of it, the more we realised that we actually have to make sure that what we're doing isn't being corrupted by false tikanga or imposter tikanga.
Throughout history, there has been small amounts of te ao Māori and te ao Māori being brought into video games, but oftentimes there's been some conversation about how well approached it's been, often from Western teams. Is there anything that you guys have noticed and are explicitly trying to do differently from these groups?
The sad norm with a lot of Indigenous cultures and their own narratives and stuff, it's usually appropriated and used to tell other people's stories, and most of the time they're treated as aesthetics more so than like fleshed out, well-lived and cultures full of their own diverse peoples and things like that. And te ao Māori is definitely not exempt from that. At first, like when you're kind of young and a little bit ignorant, you're like, oh, whoa, cool, I can kind of relate to that. You get a bit older and you realise, hey man, they totally like ripped me off. Like, what the heck? Oh man, I could list off examples, but like, I don't need to. Don't get like sued hard out or something.
Yeah, fair enough. Throw in some controversy, he'll get it going. And you've been utilising a lot of te reo Māori within the development of this game. Are you hoping that this will bring te reo further throughout Aotearoa and the rest of the world?
Yeah, absolutely. When we're telling our stories, when it's told in te reo Māori, that's what gives it its authenticity. Lots of things can't be, as we know, translated into English, so we are 100% te reo Māori. People often ask if it's going to be educational, and that's definitely not what we're going for. We just want to make a fun game, and I think, like any really good game, you inherently learn about the world just because it's a good game, yeah. Not because you're trying to teach people, you know, we're not trying to teach people te reo, we're just trying to immerse people in the Māori worldview and in our narratives, because they're really cool.
And within that, are you trying to bring around some Poraku and Māori legends into the storytelling of this game, or is it fully a new story?
It is 100% a new story that is inspired by our old stories. So it is an Indigenous futurism, whereby we are recreating an entire universe through the Māori worldview, where colonisation never happened. So we're talking about advanced technology from a Māori worldview, the same methods and methodologies that we use in sciences, but imbued with Māori value systems.
And I'd love to learn more about the art design of this game. How have you combined the aspects of toy with the regular usage of models and characters within typical game design?
Yeah, being one of the very lucky Indigenous peoples to still hold on to a lot of that knowledge and, you know, visual representations of our art forms. You know, there's so much to draw from. And even coming with, like, my unique style and things like that, like, taking in a whole lot of amazing, like, contemporary artists as well as old ones. And they're never, ever just things to see on display, much like Morgana, like Te Tautoko, Morgana's Kōrero. Everything can be traced back with whakapapa in some way, you know, like, things are not just simple shapes or motifs, they all represent something, they hold purpose and function, and it just, if it's like a broth, it just deepens that flavour a little bit more, you know, and it's been really awesome, like, making metaphors about it quietly before interviews and stuff like that. No, but yeah, it's been really cool. It's honestly cool, having such a diverse range of whakapapa between just us to bounce off as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, some things that, I've learned personally a whole heap when it comes to, like, designing things, like, pertaining to weaponry, or, like, the differences between, like, different meta and kawa and things like that, and how that all applies in, like, a visual sense. It's been a challenge, but a good one, to try and, like, visualise all that.
And the incredible amount of mahi and ambition that you guys have been putting into this game is absolutely mental, especially in Aotearoa, where it's a lot of more small-scale games, but you guys are going straight into it with a wide console. It's incredible! And, like, I'd love to know about what it's been like as indie devs thus far for you guys in Aotearoa, and how you've been working with funding and getting everything off the ground thus far.
It is super difficult, but we already knew that. Like, I was able to have some really cool mentoring opportunities and a little bit of funding here and there, just to push the idea and get in front of the right people and connect with the right people. But from the get-go, everyone was saying it's hard making games because it's expensive, and we know that, but it doesn't. Now, because we started off with that and we know that it's hard, we've just accepted that that's part of the journey that we're going on.
Yeah.
Often I've been told right from the start, people are like, oh, you should make a smaller game, you should make a mobile game, you should just do a tiny bit, or even just make a board game. And I'm like, I just, that's not where my heart is. So if I already know and I'm prepared that we're going to do the hard yards, then we're just going to do it. There's no other choice but to pursue it, you know? Yeah.
It's so incredible to see. It's something that I think that we really need in Aotearoa's gaming industry, is both this implementation of Te Ao Māori and this scale of willingness to just go incredibly hard and do the mahi. I hope that our listeners tuning into this will be like, these guys are really cool. I really want to support them and keep in touch with where they're going with the development of their game. First of all, what do you guys reckon you are in the development of this game right now? What's your current ETA, do you reckon?
I mean, we're probably a couple of years off actually having a game to play. I mean, if one of the really awesome listeners had like a couple million dollars to give us, we could probably push that out a lot quicker.
If anyone's listening, just want to throw in a quick donation. No, but if people do want to genuinely financially or otherwise support you, is there a Patreon or anything that they can use to support you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Four Phase Games Patreon, where you can subscribe. We've already got subscribers that help us to get together because we live in different places. So we use what little money we get regularly just to keep building the game itself. And even just, it's really great to interact with our social media. If we can just keep conversations going, and we'll follow back, like, we're cool like that, you know, we're not trying to be, it's not about numbers, it's about engagement for us. Like, we want to know where our audience is going, what they're wanting from us, as well as being able to tell our story.
And where can people follow you guys on social media?
Yeah, we're on TikTok, Four Phase Games, Instagram, Four Phase Games. Just Google us and we'll come up. We'll be the first one you hit.
That was Morgana, Machu and Joju from Four Phase Games chatting about their history and Māori futurist action-adventure RPG video game that they're currently developing.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.